This is a true story taken from an actual medical file.
What happens when illness strikes and the cause is unknown, at least for a very long time? Tonight's story concerns a man who'd never suffered a day's illness in his entire life. A man who, in fact, scoffed at illness. That was rather foolish. After all, few people escape entirely, no matter how careful they are, no matter what they eat, wear, do for a living, no matter which country they live in or to where they travel. It's a very fortunate person indeed who goes through life entirely unmarked. Is such a person, in fact, fortunate at all? Life isn't designed as a bed of roses, and a serious illness will often stop one taking health for granted. I've called my story tonight, Hippocrates Said It.
Medical File. Factual stories of the men and women whose vigilance guards our lives. A reconstruction of clinical case histories, step by step, with the doctors who were there. Medical File.
As dol oor Springbok Top 40 volume 1, nou op aanvraag. Hier is volume 2. Net 40 van jou beste allertijdse Springbok Radio nummer 1 preppers. As een speciale bonus, een memorabilia serie met uittreksels van jou gunsteling stories en programme.
Wolve Dans en die Skiewer.
Springbok Top 40 volume 2, nou beskikbaar.
Die volgende klassieke advertentie van Springbok Radio se verlede kom met die vergunning van die Springbok Radio Bewaringsvereniging van Suid-Afrika.
Gee hom 'n delfin, 'n Switser, 'n delfin dis uiters betroubaar.
Gee haar 'n delfin, dis kundig gemaak, so smaakvol en keurig vir haar.
Kies 'n delfin nou, geen tuikolosie, by die juwelier.
Want slegs 'n juwelier mag 'n delfin verkoop.
Kies 'n delfin nog vandag.
If you want to help, then this is what to do. Make sure the water hog is never you. Make sure the water hog is never, ever you.
Harry? Harry!
Yes?
What did he say, eh? What did Dr. Llewellyn say?
Oh, it's nothing.
Yes, but what did he say? How do you feel now?
There's nothing wrong with me. Just, he said what I said. A bit of tummy upset, nothing to worry about. I think I'll just stay home this morning and...
Gastroenteritis. There's a lot of it about. Mrs. Paulson's nephew is...
Your father, my foot. I've got a stomachache. Probably that stew last night.
Barry, there wasn't nothing wrong with that stew. All the greens came from Mrs. Anderson's allotment, and the meat
All right, Just leave me alone, will you? I'll be all right. I don't get sick. I've never been sick.
Oh, dear.
I'm not being sick now. It's mind over matter, there's a secret. Where's the paper? Hasn't the paper come? Look, I'll stay this morning and I'll go in this afternoon. If you can pop next door and phone, I'll
Barry, you're not well at all. I knew it. Didn't you tell Dr. Llewellyn about...
Janice, go away, will you? I'll be all right.
That was mid-morning. In the afternoon, Mr. Brown started to feel warm, and by 3 o'clock, he was hot and shaking. Even he couldn't keep up the pretense any longer. With one last act of defiance, he went next door to call Dr. Llewellyn again, and then collapsed. The ambulance arrived at 3:25, and he was taken to Cheltenham General Hospital, the emergency ward. On arrival, he was delirious, and it required five people to hold him down.
I don't believe it.
The sooner you do believe it, the better.
His temperature's 108 Fahrenheit. His white count's 37,000.
Normal count's between 5 and 10, sir. That's why you'd better believe it.
Aspirin, alcohol rubs, fans. And a refrigerating blanket. First and foremost, we've got to bring down the fever.
He's in shock, Doctor. Blood pressure's 70-30. Central venous pressure of zero.
Over the next hour or so, I want him to receive plasma and salt water intravenously. He's losing a lot of fluid.
He's also severely acidotic. What the devil's the matter with him?
At this stage, Doctor, what's the matter with the man isn't even important.
He's always been the most well man you can think of.
He's never had malaria?
Oh, gracious, no.
You haven't travelled recently, perhaps. You haven't been out of England.
Neither of us has ever been out of England. Barry always said he didn't see the point. What is there anywhere else that England hasn't got more of? Barry's a great one for believing in England.
Yes. He's never been ill before, never been hospitalised?
No, never. Barry's...
Yes, I see. Are his parents living?
His mother's dead, but his father's all right. He's nearly 70, Doctor, and he's never been ill either. The Browns are ever so strong, you know.
Does he smoke, Mrs. Brown, or drink?
No, neither. Barry says smoking and drinking are totally...
Mrs. Brown, I'm going to have someone take care of you. You can stay here. You'll be informed.
Can I? Oh, thanks ever so much. I just wouldn't know what to do going home now.
The physical examination of Barry Brown was normal, except for a slightly distended abdomen and an enlarged liver. This could be felt below the ribcage. He was given heavy doses of antibiotics. X-rays of the chest and abdomen were normal. Electrocardiogram normal. In fact, all the clinical tests were normal.
If he's so blasted normal, why is he sick?
Left kidney's normal, but the right sluggish. Can't be bothered.
Diagnosed partial obstruction of the right kidney, then.
Dr. Savage's diagnosis is septicemia, generalized infection of the bloodstream.
Source unknown. Good old Savage. Put a name to it and everything's all right. It's a stinker, isn't it?
There are doctors who feel happier once they can put a label on a problem, and this needn't necessarily be a bad thing. However, the neurological consultants who saw the patient later on that first day weren't at all happy. They felt that Mr. Brown had suffered a primary infectious process with sudden outpouring of bacteria into the blood and consequent fever and prostration. A high fever in a child is not so worrying as it is in an adult. In adults, high fever, when prolonged, can result very easily in permanent brain damage and perhaps death. Infection, that's the commonest cause of fever. But what had Mr. Brown been doing? What had infected him? And how, where, and when?
Well, presumably he has an infection. And, gentlemen, the treatment of infectious disease is one of the triumphs of modern medicine. So... Waller will be here by 8, gentlemen. He was up in Middleton golf tournament. First break in weeks, down hard luck. I think we'll need his help here.
Dr. Waller arrived, hot and flushed, and understandably a little angry too. After all, doctors are only human. He was quite convinced the golf title would have been his, and after collecting the cup, he'd been looking forward to a little trout fishing in the River Test in Hampshire.
Well, your antibiotic cocktail, gentlemen, hasn't done much at all, has it?
We realize that you're overworked, Doctor. We realize, too...
That's all irrelevant, Mr. Piers. I frown upon the mixture of antibiotics you've employed.
Yes, but...
Just one moment. The use of antibiotics is more sophisticated now than it was when I was young. Long strides been taken in 20 years, but...
Doctor, we are, I'm afraid, working to a large extent in the dark. It was necessary
to find out...
The mixture
might not eliminate the primary cause of infection, but... It will certainly kill all free bacteria in the blood. Therefore, the identification of the organism is quite impossible. Without identification, we cannot treat specifically... By the way, the wife was asked naturally whether the patient has traveled abroad recently. Yes, of course, naturally.
Mr. Brown's fever is in itself dangerous. It constituted a medical emergency, Doctor. Our first duty was to lower that fever by every possible means.
Well, he could have died, sir, while we were waiting for the cultures to grow out.
It all comes back to Hippocrates, really, doesn't it? Does one treat with a grave remedy or a specific one? Well, we chose a grave remedy, a strong antibiotic cocktail.
We did this with full knowledge that it might impair future...
Well, let's see how Mr. Brown is now.
I could work up a healthy dislike for that man.
No, you couldn't. He's a genius. And genius has laws, gentlemen, to itself.
Make no mistake, doctors do disagree and become heated. Emotions do figure they must, because doctors aren't robots. Let's see, then, how the great fever man found our patient.
We were awfully relieved when he survived the first night, sir. We got his temperature down to 99, but he remained terribly agitated. We have terrible problems oxygenating his blood.
Yes. Abdomen still soft. No indication for surgery. Reduce his dose of tranquilizer.
He's still confused, disorientated, sir. His progress since admission, though, I think you must agree, is striking, sir.
Yes, it's striking, Doctor. Mr. Brown? Mr. Brown, where are you?
The hospital.
And what's your Christian name, Mr. Brown?
Barry.
How old are you?
Well, for 49.
Let us jump several days now. It's now 6 days since Barry Brown was admitted to the Cheltenham Hospital. He continues to improve, although his mental function is far from satisfactory.
Mr. Brown, what is 1 plus 1?
1.
And 2 plus 2?
5.
Open your eyes. Squeeze my hand, please, would you?
He lies there for most of the time with his eyes closed. He never speaks unless, unless he's spoken to.
He's never had a day's illness in his whole life. So unfair. Why should this happen now? We were going to the Lake District on the 4th.
Mental condition's definitely improving. Oh, by the way, the repeat kidney x-ray read is normal. He's got no fever now. I think we're coming through and looking at the other side.
Discontinue his chloramphenicol antibiotic. See if he remains without fever. Good morning.
Good morning.
What news of Mr. Brown? Good
morning, Doctor. The temperature spiked upwards again to 102, and the tenderness in the right upper abdomen has reappeared. He's been off antibiotics for 2 days.
Damn.
Space to hang and dry your washing? Washline distributors have the solution. Their rotating and fold-down washlines take up the smallest spaces. Ideal for townhouses, simplexes and balconies at affordable prices. Galvanized or powder-coated and available in 5 different colors. For 24-hour delivery, installation, reliable and friendly service, phone Washline Distributors on 011-792-2486. That's 011-792-2486. Washlines for every space and need.
Die volgende klassieke advertensie van Springbok Radio se verlede kom met die vergunning van die Springbok Radio Bewaringsvereniging van Suid-Afrika.
Ho, ho, van jou, ho, ho, van jou, tip, 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 so long.
Op die warmste, woeligste dag bly ek vris en vars, seker dat ek aangename geselskap is. Want kyk, ek bad met nuwe Rexona, die seep wat skoon anders is. Netrexona bevat triiodine, wat voltyds aan die werk bly om jou geheel en al fris te hou.
Frisheid is 'n nooi se beste maat. Jou nou ook met Rexona, die siep wat sorg dat almal altyd van jou hou.
Days. The surgeons, Mr. Waller included, had decided that Barry Brown had cholecystitis, or infection of the gallbladder.
I'm wondering whether he might have liver abscess as well.
Back onto antibiotics, Mr. Waller?
Yes, yes. Give him your blasted... Dr. Pierce, you're quite right, forgive me. Yes, yes, of course.
I'm beginning to like him tremendously.
I've still got to be convinced.
His mental state seems to be clearing. And today, I want the neurological consultant to see him. See if he agrees.
Tenderness in the abdomen's disappeared again.
The antibiotics. The x-rays are poor, I thought. So did Waller.
Yeah, good enough, though, to show there's no filling of the bladder sac. Radioactive scans of the liver and spleen are negative, too.
I promised to telephone Mrs. Brown. She isn't quite sure what's going on. She's very worried. I'm not being unkind, but the seat of her worry seems to lie in the fact that they were due for 2 weeks' holiday. Yeah. Well, with luck, they'll get it. We're a bit later than the 4th.
What now, gentlemen, do I hear you ask?
I hate to keep on quoting Hippocrates.
Yes, Doctor.
Well, we scheduled an op, but we've cancelled to allow time for some more preoperative studies. No tumour's been found. Patient's made a good recovery from... the study of the vessels. So far, so good. Hippocrates did say to do nothing is sometimes a good remedy.
Dr. Pierce, look after that young man. He's valuable.
Well, anyway...
For extreme diseases, extreme remedies. For grave diseases, the most exact therapy is best. I shall look after you, Doctor. Personally, Mrs. Brown, a diagnosis is drawn up on two kinds of knowledge.
Drawn up?
Yes. The physician's concept of what the disease is...
But you don't know!
Well, we can't say for sure yet, but we're getting closer. The physician's concept of what the disease is, plus his available therapies. You see, in a modern sense, Mrs. Brown, precise diagnosis is required because precise therapies are available. Now, Mrs. Brown, I know it's going to be all right. Now, please believe that.
But, honey, why can't you tell me what he's got?
Well, we're not... We believe it's infection of the gallbladder, but we don't want to be more specific at this point.
Why, everybody keeps asking me, you see, and I feel so stupid saying I'm not sure what Barry's in for. Well, I mean, it's just a bit stupid,
Yes, quite.
You know how long it's been now?
Yes, of course I do, Mrs. Brown. 26 days.
Yes, well, that's nearly
Yes, Mrs. Brown. Look, we're going to stop the antibiotics today. We want to see if the fever and symptoms return. At the moment, as you saw for yourself this morning, he's quite well and...
Yes.
Well, there's no fever. This morning he was still on chloramphenicol. This will stop now.
Will he start to get bad again? Because if he does start to get bad again, wouldn't it be better...
Mrs. Brown, he can't live on chloramphenicol for the rest of his life.
Oh, I suppose not, no. Can you imagine what all this would have cost, you know, when you have to pay yourself?
Yes, Mrs. Brown, I do understand.
I bet Barry won't moan about his insurance stamp each week after this lot. He always begrudged it, you know. Always used to moan about it. I suppose you have to pay as well, don't you? I mean, even doctors and things have to pay, yes. Although he has paid for, 25 years, and hasn't used it really yet, except for penicillin for me, because I have my tonsils done, so I suppose we are entitled.
Yes, I guarantee, Mrs. Brown, you are entitled. Yes. Well, I won't keep you any longer.
Oh, yes, I was just going to say. You must have things to do, yes. Barry and that, yeah. Well, I hope everything's all right, because, well, I do really love him, and I realised things were getting, you know, a bit sort of silly and mechanical, and I didn't do things for him and everything. I don't know. All those years with the children, they sort of sat me, you know.
Yes, Mrs. Ryan, I know exactly what you mean.
Well, thanks ever so for all you've, you know, well, you've been nice.
I'll ring you tonight, Mrs. Brown.
Yes, please. You've got the number, haven't you?
Yes.
This isn't our house. This is next door. Anyway, you've got the number, and they'll pop round.
Yes, of course, Mrs. Brown.
So, we wait and see. Personally, I believe he'll continue to do well without the antibiotics.
Watchful waiting.
Yes. Who is that young doctor?
Davies?
Right. Very bright. Let's hope he remains. Most of them seem to disappear into practice these days.
Yeah, well, so somebody's got to do that, haven't they? Now, I got the impression that his wife feels we aren't doing enough, despite the... despite some people's feelings about operations. They feel at least something is being done, whereas... Well...
I suppose your socialistic leanings, Dr. Pierce, prevented you from saying, despite the working classes' fear of operations, they...
It is fake.
I'm an out-and-out capitalist. I've led a good life, and I've realized my position in society, and I've worked hard and reaped the benefits. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in the equality of men at all, Dr. Pierce. I know more, and therefore I'm paid more, QED. Although I should hesitate to argue the point with your servant, young Dr. Davies. I like the new breed of physician, even if he does seem vastly different to those who sweated and strained when I was a student. What time is it, mate? Let's go to the ward. Do you know, I have a feeling I might get some trout fishing after all.
My cell count remains normal. It seems good, Dr. Pierce.
Yes, indeed.
Do you think we've made it then, Mr. Brown?
I feel fine, Doctor. I'd like to go home.
Well, we'll have to see about that, Mr. Brown. But if things continue as they are, I don't see why you should
be
up about...
How long do you suppose, then,
Let me see, 6 days? Possibly five?
Oh, I've missed our holiday then, completely. I think we might get a last couple of days or something. It'll be just stayed at home.
Oh, you're going to have a holiday, Mr. Brown, definitely. And more than a fortnight, too.
Yes.
I'm afraid... Well, I'm not afraid. I'm delighted to tell you that you're going to take a complete rest.
Well, you see, I've never been sick before. I suppose it wouldn't be too much to ask my boss, after all.
Certainly wouldn't. You go away, Mr. Brown. Where you were going anyway?
Oh, I don't know if we can get in there now. Now, I suppose. Well, something could be arranged. I feel a bit bad cheating poor Janice like that. She works hard, you know. I sometimes not always sort of, you know. I don't always appreciate her. Take her for granted.
Yes, I know.
So if everything's all right then, I feel marvellous, actually.
Barry Brown, who'd never been sick before, did continue to improve. He was, in fact, taken off antibiotics on the 27th day. Temperature and white cell count were normal. The patient himself, as you've heard, in good spirits, and thinking a bit more, perhaps, than he'd done for a long time. On the 28th day, there was no worsening of the patient's condition. Janice Brown told Dr. Pierce that her husband's mental state now appeared completely normal. And the day following, his condition remained stable. He said he felt well, and there was no elevation in white count. Exactly a month after the first day he had collapsed while phoning Dr. Llewellyn, Barry Brown was very, very happy. In fact, he was a far happier person than when he'd first been admitted to the Cheltenham Hospital. It was now quite clear that he wasn't an operative candidate. Plans were made for his discharge. On the 31st day, he was discharged, although warned to take it very easily. And the diagnosis was fever of unknown origin with bacteroids septicemia. The opinion of the house staff, and, incidentally, of Dr. Waller, remained that Mr. Brown had a bile-collecting system infection. It isn't easy, is it? Wave a broken leg at a doctor, and of course he knows exactly what's wrong. It's the same with measles, flu, even some very obscure diseases. But there are other, seemingly simple conditions which do defeat even the most advanced medical man. One thing is certain, though.
He hadn't received treatment. treatment, he would have died within 24 hours. He got vital symptomatic therapy, and we lowered his fever. I mean, that temperature of 108 with all those white blood cells. 37,000 of them. Phew.
Yeah, the diagnosis work out there didn't provide us with much information, did it?
We had to do it. Although it didn't provide as much information as we'd have liked, we were doing something. This gave us the chance to listen to Hippocrates' ghost. To do nothing. We might have found something.
Yeah, it's queer to think, though.
Hmm? What?
Well, when he was discharged, not one single doctor at the hospital really knew what was going on.
True, O King. But...
Oh, you live on buts.
Yeah, I was just going to say, we saved his life. Fundamentally, that's what matters in the long run, isn't it? What's the point of knowing exactly, textbook perfect, what's wrong? Writing a thesis on it and...
having the poor beggar die on the operating table. Yes, yes, agreed.
Mr. Barry Brown, who before his illness was bored with his work and with his wife, was fond of boasting that illness never touched him. Well, now made aware of his very vulnerable mortality, Mr. Brown took himself and his wife off for a late holiday to the Lake District and enjoyed it more than he'd ever enjoyed anything in his life. And on returning home, promptly retired. He sold his house and bought instead a small piece of ground in the country, rebuilt a tumble-down cottage. The last I heard of him, he was planning to learn to speak French, raise poultry for eggs, and maybe one day, if things worked out, go on his first trip abroad. Can illness help the human being to develop, spiritually as well as physically? I believe so.
Medical File, the documented story of the men and women who in hospitals, research centers, and lonely surgeries guard our lives. Listen again next week for another true story from Medical File.